The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening, after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town gathered at his door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him said, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go to the nearby villages, that I may preach there also. For this purpose have I come." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus.
Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. There's a little line in the scriptures, one of my favorites that I would love to share with you this morning. Maybe I'll just do this from time to time, share little things that I find inspirational. And the line comes from Psalm 84. And it says, "As they walk through the bitter valley, they make it a place of springs. They walk with ever-growing strength. They will see the God of gods in Zion." Psalm 84. That line describes the life of a disciple who prays faithfully and well. Two things happen in the life of one who prays faithfully and well. First thing that happens is they become a source of blessing to other people. As they walk through the bitter valley, they make it a place of springs. This desert valley that is life. For those who are filled with the grace of the Lord, they make it for other people a place of refreshment, life, peace, joy, encouragement, healing. Second thing that happens, they walk with ever-growing strength. Now, that's the opposite of the natural order right there. In the natural order of things, we walk with ever-decreasing strength, don't we? We get older, we get more tired, we always are running out of gas. But in the spiritual order, the reverse is the case. You walk with ever-growing strength. Spiritually speaking, the soul gets younger and younger and stronger as it grows. As they walk through the bitter valley, they make it a place of springs. They walk with ever-growing strength, Psalm 84. Okay, reason why I mention that is because Jesus so beautifully exemplifies this in the gospel you just heard. First of all, through the bitter valley, they make it a place of springs. He heals Simon's mother-in-law, all those who are ill or possessed by demons. He heals them all, curing them of various diseases and afflictions. Never melancholy. Never distraught. He makes this place a place of springs, this bitter valley. And secondly, he walks with ever-growing strength. The whole town was at his door. Everyone's looking for you. And what does Jesus say? "Let's get up and go do more. Let's go to the nearby villages and preach there and help out there." Also, ever-growing strength. Now, would you like to exemplify those two qualities in your life? Yes or yes? Yes. Okay, then focus very well on this line. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to his deserted place where he prayed. If you find life to be burdensome, if you're running out of strength, if you're becoming a source of burden and of to others and a source of irritation, you're not praying often enough or well enough. Now, we're all very busy. I'm very busy. You're very busy. Jesus was very busy. And the last thing a busy person wants to be told is that they have to do one more thing. And yet, this is the one thing that gives life to everything else that we do. If you want your life to change, take the time to pray. And take a cue from our Lord here, who rises early and before dawn, and faithfully and regularly. The Greek verb there makes it clear that he did this every day. Why early? Because that's the only time nobody's going to bother you. Isn't that the case? You wake up early enough, nobody's going to wake up early and bother you. That's a time that always belongs to the Lord. But really a very, very simple message today, and something that we need to be reminded of more and more and more. If life is burdensome, learn to pray well. Pray well and your life will change. And the strength which filled the heart of Christ will be your strength also. Amen.